Got milk? The villagers of Kaskikot sure do. The people from this small Himalayan village get by on subsistence farming, but milk is a major part of their diet. But it's milk unlike anything you've tasted. Just ask reporter Laura Spiro. For the last 6 years, Laura has made regular visits to Kaskikot. When she's there, she lives with a woman she calls Ama, or Mother. In this latest installment of our series, What's Cooking, Laura is going to show us how to churn fermented milk.
Every morning, when life along this mountain ridge is still muted and pastel-colored, Ama gets up before I do and goes outside to milk the buffalo. By the time I roll out of bed, she's already put the fresh milk over a fire in the kitchen. But even after it's boiled, milk only stays good for about a day. So most of it gets fermented into yogurt. And then, every few days, Ama churns that yogurt into two foods called moi and ghee. That's what we're doing this morning. Ama's getting out a variety of small containers made from mud or wood, each containing milk that's been fermenting for a few days. They're filled with thick, gloppy yogurt. We're going to empty the yogurt out of these containers and into a large wooden barrel that's shaped like an oversized vase. It's called a teko. Ama says that we're going to combine all this yogurt with warm water in the teko. So I say, okay, put it in. I should mention that this curd is so rich and fresh, it will change your idea of yogurt forever. Sometimes, if I'm really lucky, Ama sets aside a little bowl of it for me as a treat. Okay, so now we're going to set up. With the teko full of yogurt and warm water, Ama gets out a long bamboo rod with four paddles at one end. She puts that paddled end into the teko. Then there's a rope coiled around the middle of the rod, which Ama holds by its free ends. And when she pulls back and forth, the rod turns one way and then the other. And its paddles churn the milk into a rumbling froth. Let's ask Ama how long this takes. A full hour. Slowly the fat from the yogurt will rise and collect on the surface. And this is called
ghee.
Ama says that if you eat ghee, it relieves anything that hurts. Ama stops churning and moves the rod in wide circles. We know we're finished because the ghee has collected around the rod like a floating disc. We'll take the ghee out, and the sour liquid that's left is moi. Ama says moi is full of nutrients. It makes you big and strong. And it's really delicious with popcorn if you have teeth. So now Ama's using her hands to scoop out the ghee from the teko. And she says that until you place a pinch of ghee in the fire for the gods, you can't eat any of it or drink the moi either. So we move into the kitchen and squat by the pit fire. Ama drops a few globs of pale ghee onto the hot charcoal. And she invokes the gods, pays respect to her ancestors, and asks for protection. All right, now we can drink the moi too. And I admit, the thin, sour drink takes a little getting used to. But in Kaskikot, it's a delight. And by late afternoon, our neighbor Parvati is sitting on the porch with Ama and me, enjoying the fruit of our earlier labor as grandchildren run around in the clay yard. Tomorrow, Ama will be up before me again, milking the buffalo, storing boiled milk to make ghee and moi, keeping the household, like she says, big and strong. For the World Vision Report, I'm Laura Spiro in Kaskikot, Nepal.
To see a photo of a teko, that milk-churning device, go to worldvisionreport.org.